USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Reports say at least one deputy U.S. Marshal is dead and three other law enforcement officers have been shot in Charlotte, North Carolina. The officers were reportedly serving a domestic violence warrant. President Biden is pledging full federal support for Oklahoma's storm response after multiple tornadoes strike the Midwest, leaving a trail of destruction through Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. At a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is thinking about the victims.
We are praying for those impacted and the families who lost loved ones, as well as those who were injured.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt reacts to the tornadoes on Fox News.
Just unbelievable, the damage. I think it was a F3 or maybe even an F4 tornado that just hit. And just unbelievable. But Oklahomans are coming together. The Red Cross was there.
The administration is continuing to monitor protests on college campuses across the country. The protesters are demanding their institutions cut off financial ties with Israel. State Department Principal Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel addresses the situation at a press briefing.
When it comes to protests, though, people continue to have every right to do so. We would just continue to press that they be nonviolent and that they remain peaceful.
One study shows people who have long COVID are more likely to have mental health issues. The study published by the American Medical Association studied over 25,000 U.S. adults with and without long COVID. It discovered that long COVID patients were twice as likely to experience depression, anxiety, sleeping disorders, cognitive problems, and disabling fatigue. Former President Donald Trump is in New York City Monday ahead of a second week of testimony in his hush money trial that resumes on Tuesday. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War is lying in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. was an Army soldier who led the 8th Army Ranger Company during the Korean War and was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his actions on November 25, 1950, when his company of 51 Rangers attacked and secured Hill 205 amid a barrage of counterattacks from Chinese soldiers. House Speaker Mike Johnson honors Puckett's memory at the Capitol Rotunda ceremony Monday.
For his contributions during his 22 years of service in the Army Rangers, he received 2 Silver Stars, 2 Bronze Stars, 5 Purple Hearts, and the 2 highest awards for military valor, the Distinguished Service Cross and the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Speaking in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg breaks down some of the consequences of delayed support for Ukraine from the United States and NATO.
The lack of ammunition has enabled the Russians to push forward along the front line. Lack of air defense has made it possible for more Russian missiles to hit their targets. And the lack of deep strike capabilities has made it possible for the Russians to concentrate more forces. And we see the consequences of that now.
President Biden recently signed a new foreign aid package for Ukraine. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.